Hello there. Hello there.
Bruh.
China. China. China.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Suck my penis, you dogs.
Wrong.
All right, what do you see that? The air horn, that's what I use in my fucking in the late night show. So anytime a joke doesn't work and they're just looking at me like a fucking dick, I'm just like, yeah, I'm fucking killing. What are you going to do about it? I control, when you control the air horns, you control the show. You cannot bomb. I will not bomb because I have controls of the fucking soundboard. Everybody, listen up. It's 8 minutes past eight on a Friday or some shit. Let's get into the fucking show. Yes. Sonar 2012, Nicholas Jarre, the best YouTube set to take ketamine to. I'm a fucking reviewer. I review music. I'm a musophile, and I tell you what drugs to pair with your music, and this goes great with ketamine and pills. And if you ain't doing ketamine and pills, what are you? Some a kid? Are you gay? Are you a pedophile? What are you into? What are you into? I tell you, I did a bit of bombing today. I did some bombing, and I don't even care, man. I just had to freak out a few times at the audience. I was like, it's day two, and these are like my two best jokes, and you're looking at me like I'm fucking just released from a mental ward. This is on you. I'm not succeeding to your fucking silence. I will not stand up here and absorb failure. I am right. My ego is too fragile. I am too much of a narcissist. I am too much not self-aware. Fuck you. That was a good joke. Then I hit the mic in my hand. And you know what? Then they start laughing because you know what? That's really someone upset. And that's what's funny. What's funny is someone upset. Not your fucking little ideas in your head of, I was at the job center ripping off the government and it's funny because of so-and-so. So from now on, I'm not writing jokes. I'm just going to have a breakdown until at some point the breakdown, I won't even know if it's real or not. And then I'll do that thing that makes me feel like God. Just lifting straight from Norm MacDonald there. I'm not going to hit the air horn. I'm just going to give myself an applause. Anyway. So guys, what's going on? News just in. Andrew Tate, who our show is based on. The Prince Andrew Tate Appreciation Hour. You have to check out the poster. It's him and it's Tate and Prince Andrew having a fucking smooch. Fucking each other and shit like that. Anyway, show went sick last night. Sold out. I mean, the show could have been better, but like the amount of people that came, because people want to see a fucked up poster, people want to see what's going on. I have created curiosity, and you know what they say about curiosity? It made the cat retarded or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so I've got two mics in the room, I've got a fucking soundboard, I've got couches if I want to fucking interview my guests, and I've got rowdy, drunken audience buying tickets before they're even coming to the gig. Hello, Edinburgh, suck my penis, fuck me in the ass, it's not going too bad. Yeah, I'm bombing, but I'm bombing and I'm getting paid, bitch. That's like every fucking cunt with a fucking agent in London, bombing and getting paid. Welcome to show business. So tonight we got a fucking strong lineup. I gotta bring the energy up. I got sunglasses. I welcome myself on stage. I air horn it. And that's about it, really. You know, and some hack jokes, which I'm a master at. Some fucking hack up your ass in your face jokes. How about this one? This is my newest one. Groomed. What's that? What is that? Is that when they comb your hair or suck your dick? Thank you. Thank you. I am here until the 28th. So we should be good. We got t-shirts printed. The only problem though is that actual Andrew Tate has been released from house arrest. And if he turns up to the show, he's going to beat us up. He is going to beat us up. So if he comes to the show, we're just going to say we're just trying to make Money, you cool guys. Top G's. We're just top G's like you, mate. And you get to headline for the rest of the month. And we'll give you a bucket split. Because what are you going to do? Get beaten up by him? Come on. But he's not allowed out of Romania. So we're going to be calling everyone. And once people are a border away from me, I'm calling them all sorts of names. I'm not scared of Prince Andrew because they took the prince off him. He's just a fucking Andrew now. So I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. But he ain't. Well, if he comes to the show, I'll bring him on stage, obviously. Imagine Andrew, Prince Andrew came to the show. Fuck yeah.
Barcelona.
Imagine Prince Andrew came to the show and he was upset. And then I felt bad. I'd be like, you're headlining every night. And then he just calls that lady a liar. I wouldn't. What am I meant to do? I'm not going to fucking encroach on his freedom of speech. He'd be like, she's fat and she lies. And I'd be like, damn. I can't use any other bits of the soundboard because I'm playing through YouTube. Yeah, this is a radio show. Listen to me. This is a fucking radio show. And it's a radio broadcast experience. I'm sorry if I don't have the technology to suit your fucking agendas, everybody. But this is what it is, right? This is what it is. This is... I'm in a corner. I'm in a corner of my little recorder on my phone. Like a proper fucking weirdo, right? Looking out the window, hissing at people. If a flyer comes up to me again with some flyers going, do you want to go see my show? I'll hiss at him. Get away from me, you dog. And then it'll turn out to be someone flyering for me and I'll be like, sorry about that. Anyway, we're in free flow. Free flow. This has to be a shorter one because I can't. I have to save. I bombed twice today, but I killed last night pretty hard. So that'll keep me going for... That's the problem with comedy. If you do really well, like I did last night in one gig, that can keep me going for another like couple of years. And that's detrimental to everyone. My friends, my family, the public, my spiritualness, the astral realm, the celestial beings. Everyone suffers, but that's it. Like, try and touch my ego. My bombing today, my ego could not be shook. I am self-aware enough to know they were not laughing. I couldn't hear, because you can hear laughter in your head sometimes. You just have to put your own laughter in there. You insert it in to protect yourself. But even today, I couldn't hear that. So I fucking flipped out. And you know what? They enjoy a flip out. So at least I got one more gear. I've got one more gear before we do the thing with the hose pipe and the car in the garage. You know what I'm saying? Just kidding. I would never do it like that. I would never kill myself. I'm fucking too arrogant and I'm too in love with this existence. Hello. That's it. If you can just give yourself applause, whatever you want to give yourself an applause break, it's like when they do those tests with cocaine and rats. You just keep on hitting the button until you fucking expire. Alright, guys. What else do I want to talk about? I'm not getting any new material. I'm getting hackier, just like last year. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. Listen to me. You are beautiful. And you're alive. And you've got two fucking legs hanging out of your arse, right? I said it before and I say it again. Two legs hanging out of your arse. What kind of god creates cripples before he creates a wheelchair? So, just hang in there with me, alright? We've got this. Full-blown radio, unhinged broadcasting, coming to you live from the misty streets of Edinburgh, Scotland. Please continue on this journey with me until this will someday be played in court as evidence. You guys are sick. Peace out.